goal setting is such an important part of this whole process. And do you have can you give a quick explanation or discussion on how about goal setting for credit unions?
Well, you mean overall goal setting or for business development?
Sure.
Overall loans, goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
The key focus for credit unions across the nation, for example, I facilitate strategic planning sessions for credit unions. Mm-hmm. And I have, what I call the magic numbers that align properly. And so, and that's one of the things that we get business development staff to focus on, and of course the management teams there. But, the magic numbers, just benchmarking, would be, your return on assets, you want that to be 1%. You want your loan growth to be a minimum of 10%.
Okay.
You want your membership growth to be 5%. You want your loan yield to average, an average loan yield to be 7% on your portfolio. And on consumer lending, it should be around 9%.
Beautiful.
And if you can establish that, the strength of a credit union is just amazing. And so we also bring to the table different programs that you can market.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think one of the biggest challenges credit unions have today is attracting the millennials.
No doubt.
And so we touch on that quite a bit in business development as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, when anyone attends this conference, what they walk away with is not only tools that they can use for business development, but they're tools that you can integrate credit union wide. And so it's beneficial to all. So whoever attends can take this back, and it can touch every, person in the credit union
mm-hmm.
overall in implementation. So from goal setting, your loan volume and your loan growth should be 10% minimum. They projected 13% annualized for the year 2015.
Yeah.
So if anyone's less than 13%, they're below the average
right.
for credit union industry.
Right.
And I always tell credit unions, you don't want to compare yourself just to your peers in your area.
Mm-hmm.
You compare yourself to the leaders in, the industry. And so go with national numbers instead of geographical, numbers related to your peers.
Good point. Good point.
And business development is a driver. And that's the piece that most credit unions, that a lot of credit unions just, haven't been able to experience because they didn't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But business development, if structured correctly, with the right people on staff and the right goals, and you track those goals, and it's very easy to do, and we'll
mm-hmm.
talk about that during at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, business development can be your number one driver of revenue loan growth and new membership growth. And I think that is one challenge credit unions face, across the nation, is how to increase loan growth, new membership growth, and so that they keep all their numbers in alignment.
Yeah.
Loan to share ratio of 85%,
yeah.
which is minimum benchmark.
Yeah. And do you find, Celeste, that when you have all these tools, kind of working on all cylinders, does it kind of fuel itself? Does it feed on itself? Does it kind of keep going? Kind of builds on itself, I guess, of the term I'm looking for.
It actually does. It's very exciting. It's especially when you can take the business development strategies and the techniques that you're bringing back
mm-hmm.
and integrate it throughout the credit union and start getting because we talk about creating partnerships internally as well as externally.
Yep.
And the importance of building relationships with your branches, and the goal should be in alignment. So we share, all of the techniques and strategies on how to get everyone engaged in the credit union business development.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't look at just the business development team as being drivers of growth for the credit union, but looking at the entire credit union as, it's all of our roles
mm-hmm.
to grow the credit union. Business development can just be a very viable component to help drive, but they can also go back and be leaders of the organization
yeah.
to get everyone engaged in the process, and everyone is reaping the rewards, and you make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And all the magic happens outside the box, Mike. There's no doubt.
That's what I heard.
Inside the box for the magic to happen. And trust me, when you come to this conference, you're going to experience all the magic outside of the box. It's really, really just an exciting, fun, very dynamic, heavy content, tools that are just applicable immediately. And I think that's what people value most about this, is that they can go back and apply and they see your results immediately.
Practical, yeah.
Practical. So fun.
And I've seen you speak before, Celeste, so I'm telling folks from firsthand, it's very dynamic. Dynamic is the perfect word for you. But but there's tons of information. My gosh. I mean, you have so many statistics and numbers and ways to do things. It's fantastic. So I'm very happy for your success. And to wrap up, yeah. Where can folks find out more about your conference, since we've been talking about it this whole time?
Well, the best way to reach out is to go to my website at www.custrategies.com. One word, CU Strategies.
Gotcha.
And there's an online registration. We make it very easy for you to register. The dates of the conference are September 23rd through the 25th, and it's being held at one of the top two resorts in Florida.
Beautiful.
So if someone's looking for some relaxing time of the weekend, the session's Wednesday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
So take advantage of it and stay through the weekend. It's going to be held at the One Ocean Resort and Spa, which is in Atlantic Beach, right next to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes. Yes.
And so very wonderful time of the year to go.
Mm-hmm.
Less humidity and wonderful ocean.
Well, you're right by the ocean, yes.
And there is just a very nice resort, so you can combine, you can come in for a dynamic conference and be able to enjoy yourself a little bit during the evening and even stay through the weekend if you like.
Lovely.
So.
Sounds like a wonderful time and a wonderful time to learn about all this stuff. Yeah. Celeste, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about all this. So interesting. This is stuff that people don't normally think about, but you got to think about it, you know?
You do. You have to think about it, because if you don't, someone else will.
Good point.
The theme of the conference is, we're here to rethink, outthink, and innovate.
Nice.
And that's the theme. So when they walk away, trust me, we will have put so much in front of them that it will have them rethinking, outthinking, and innovating and implementing when they get back to their credit union. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Celeste. I appreciate the time. Celeste Cook, everybody, CU Strategies, and go check out the conference. Go, go, go.